Just as for J6 co-host Nancy Pelosi's apology to me and Americans discouraged from peacefully protesting. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 19, 2021. Just as for J6 rally co-host Kara Castroneva told Breitbart News on Saturday that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi D. owes her, as well as Americans who were discouraged from peacefully protesting, an apology. The protest went today as best as I would have liked it to go. I didn't even think a single person was going to show up today because the news and the government terrified people from coming. Castroneva told Breitbart News of the Justice for J6 rally in Washington, D.C., on Saturday. There was so much interest in this rally, so many people wanted to come. But then with the news saying that there was going to be terrorist threats, that it was going to be a second insurrection, that it was going to be a PSYOP, a federal setup, she continued. People were terrified to come. But as a speaker, I felt like I had to be a voice for all the people that didn't come, Castroneva added. There are millions of Americans out there that do care about political persecution, and do believe that these guys are being treated unfairly. Castroneva explained that people were afraid to protest on Saturday due to Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi put a statement out there, which is completely abhorrent, saying, "Do not come to Washington, D.C., and support these killers," Castroneva said. "I've never heard a Speaker of the House use her platform to discourage American citizens from attending a peaceful protest to stand up for their fellow American citizens who are being detained without bail in solitary confinement, which is unconstitutional," the activist continued. "This was a peaceful protest from the beginning. She knew that, the other politicians knew that," Castroneva added. "They have their intel, yet they still told American citizens not to come. Not to come and exercise their First Amendment rights. It's disgusting, she owes us an apology," Castroneva affirmed. "She owes me an apology, and she owes every American an apology for contaminating the jury pool and calling January 6th guys killers, when nobody was killed that day, except American citizens." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.